12 simple men, fishermen, peasants, and craftsmen, crossed paths with a master whose words and miracles were about to redefine the world. These were the apostles of Jesus Christ, central figures in the narratives that wove the tapestry of the Christian faith, chosen to be the first witnesses of the resurrection and entrusted with a mission that would take them beyond the bounds of the known. As you delve into this narrative, you discover that the journey of these men was marked not only by the glory of being chosen. They faced a world not ready for their messages, plunging into persecutions and facing martyrdom with a courage that only true and unwavering love for their master could inspire. Their deaths were not the end, but the starting point for stories that resonate through the centuries, a legacy of faith, sacrifice, and loyalty. Now, prepare for a revelation that challenges common perception. The deaths of the apostles were far from ordinary. Each fate is a window into the depth of their conviction and the unimaginable brutality they faced, standing firm in their faith. This is an invitation to explore the mysteries, controversies, and chilling narratives surrounding their lives and their ends. John, affectionately known as the Beloved Apostle, is one of the most enigmatic and central figures in sacred scriptures. Son of Zebedee and Salome and brother of James, also an apostle, John emerges as a man of deep and meaningful connections. Within Jesus' inner circle, he held a place of special affection, known to be the disciple whom Jesus particularly loved. This unparalleled closeness allowed John to witness and internalize the teachings and most intimate moments of Jesus' life. From the Transfiguration to the Last Supper, where he reclined beside his master, John not only observed, but lived the heart of Jesus' mission. After the crucifixion, his journey did not end. Rather, he became a vital pillar of the burgeoning Christian community, assuming a crucial role in Jerusalem and being a key witness to the ascension. But John's story is woven not only with light, but also with deep shadows. His faith put him on a collision course with the powerful Roman Empire. During the reign of Domitian, one of the most turbulent periods for Christians, John was relentlessly persecuted. In Ephesus, he faced one of the severest trials. He was captured, tortured, and thrown into a boiling cauldron of oil. Yet in a moment that can only be described as a divine miracle, he emerged unscathed, without any harm, a living testimony to divine power and protection. The emperor, confronted with this undeniable miracle, decided to exile him to the island of Patmos, a natural prison of the empire. In Patmos, far from being a common prisoner, John found a new sphere of influence, continuing his mission of faith under extraordinary circumstances. It is important to note that, as we delve into the history of John, the beloved apostle, we encounter a mixture of biblical accounts and ecclesiastical traditions that intertwine the factual and the mythical. Although a central figure in the narratives of the New Testament, details about being plunged into hot oil before his exile to the island of Patmos do not emerge from the scriptures, but from traditions established by the church fathers. These zealous men not only preserved, but also shaped the theology that sustains the church to this day, enriching the Christian legacy with accounts that, though not biblically confirmed, are deeply rooted in Christian culture. On the island of Patmos, removed from the world's turbulence, John lived a transcendental experience, receiving apocalyptic visions that would compose the Book of Revelation. These visions, deep and revealing, highlight his continuous and spiritual proximity to the divine, offering insights into the future of humanity and the end times. Regarding the end of his earthly journey, the Christian tradition tells us that John, despite various attempts at execution by Roman authorities, met his death from natural causes. Accounts from Eusebius of Caesarea, echoing Bishop Polycrates of Ephesus, state that he died in Ephesus around the year 100 after Christ, at the age of 94. Interestingly, when John's tomb was opened during the reign of Constantine, it was found empty, adding even more mystery to his already enigmatic figure. In the twilight of his life, John became a pillar of wisdom and spiritual guidance, his words and teachings reflecting decades of service and closeness to Christ. His instructions, infused with love and authority, continue to strengthen the foundations of faith, guiding and inspiring the Christian community to live according to the principles he fervently defended and exemplified. In John's final days, the beloved apostle found himself in a profound state of reflection on the vast panorama of history he had witnessed. From humble beginnings on the shores of the Sea of Galilee to the complex dynamics in Ephesus, where the church struggled to maintain its identity in an often hostile world, John contemplated the trajectory of the message he so passionately helped spread. Through every word he wrote and every piece of advice he offered, John emphasized the purest essence of the gospel, God's unconditional love revealed in Jesus Christ. He was a beacon of hope, constantly reminding the Christian community of the importance of standing firm in truth. At the same time, he urged everyone to live in love and unity, echoing Jesus's plea for his followers to be united, as expressed in John 17:21. In the visionary pages of Revelation, John presented the church with a picture of hope and triumph, even in the face of the severest persecutions and tribulations. He prophesied the final victory of the Lamb, Jesus, over all the forces of evil. These visions, laden with symbolism and powerful imagery, have served as a source of comfort for Christians throughout the centuries, a constant reminder that, no matter the magnitude of the adversity faced, ultimate victory belongs to God. In the twilight of his life, John left behind a monumental legacy, not only as one of the founding apostles of the church, but as a sublime example of faith, love, and perseverance. His words and the deeds of his life continue to inspire countless generations, always pointing to the redeeming and transforming love of Jesus Christ. John's legacy serves as a beacon, guiding humanity through challenges, always toward the promise of salvation and the eternal goodness of God. James, the son of Zebedee and brother of the Apostle John, is a figure of extraordinary significance at the core of the sacred scriptures. His presence was notable at crucial moments in Christ's life, including the transfiguration, the resurrection of Jairus' daughter, and Jesus' moments of profound anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane. These events underscore the intimacy and trust Jesus had in James, placing him alongside Peter and John within the inner circle of the three apostles closest to him. These three apostles, true pillars among the disciples, were witnesses to teachings and miracles not shared with the larger group, highlighting the special trust Jesus placed in them. James's proximity to John and to Christ not only emphasizes his importance, but also sets the stage for the tragic fate he would face after Jesus's ascension. The narrative of James's life takes a dramatic turn after the crucifixion of Christ, as recorded in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Under the reign of Herod Agrippa of Judea, in an effort to appease the Jews, James was brutally executed, becoming the first of the 12 apostles to suffer martyrdom. Scripture tells us that Herod stretched out his hand to harass some from the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Christian tradition suggests he was either beheaded or pierced with a sword, a death symbolizing his dedication and unwavering faith. This episode not only illustrates the persecution early Christians faced, but also highlights James's courage and ultimate sacrifice in the name of his faith. Within the mosaic of personalities that form the group of the 12 apostles, we find two distinct men named James, son of Zebedee, whose story of faith and martyrdom we have already explored, and James, son of Alphaeus, also known as James the Lesser. The mention of the latter in the Gospels paints a portrait of an apostle whose presence, though less prominent than some of his brethren, is nonetheless significant within the fabric of Christian history. The life of James the Lesser, especially after the resurrection of Christ, remains shrouded in mystery. Scriptures offer few details, and Christian tradition attempts to fill these gaps with narratives of his commitment to the expansion of the gospel, possibly undertaking missions to spread the word of Christ. The discreet nature of his actions leads us to deeper contemplation on the many paths early Christians trod to live and share their faith. The end of James the Lesser's life is the subject of various traditions, each attempting to illustrate the fate of a man who dedicated his existence to the dissemination of Christ's teachings. A view sustained by many within Christian doctrine is that he met his martyrdom in Jerusalem under the order of Herod Agrippa I, being beheaded in a public act that would highlight his unwavering faith until his last breath. This image of James facing death with dignity resonates through centuries in numerous artistic representations. However, an alternative narrative originating from the martyrdom of the apostles suggests an even more dramatic conclusion to his earthly journey. Being thrown from the pinnacle of the Temple of Jerusalem and subsequently stoned to death. Regardless of the specific details of his martyrdom, the story of James the Lesser serves as a powerful reminder of the persecution faced by the early followers of Jesus and the ultimate price paid by many of them in their mission of faith. The death of James, son of Zebedee, marked a crucial moment in the history of the early church, becoming a milestone in the journey of the early Christians. This event not only signaled the gravity and price of the Christian mission, but also instilled a mixture of mourning and renewed determination among the apostles and the community of believers. From this moment on, Peter and the other apostles, feeling the weight of loss, but also the urgency of their mission, strengthened themselves in faith and resolution to persevere in the work that Jesus had entrusted to them. James's death was a painful yet powerful reminder that the path chosen by the followers of Christ was filled with extreme sacrifices. However, his martyrdom was not in vain. It served as a catalyst for a new wave of evangelization and testimony among Christians. Inspired by his example, the church began to expand rapidly, extending beyond the borders of Jerusalem and Judea, reaching Samaria and eventually the confines of the Roman Empire. The message of the gospel, strengthened by the blood of martyrs like James, found fertile ground in hearts thirsty for hope and truth. Meanwhile, James the Lesser continued his ministry quietly, yet vitally. Although scriptures provide few details about his later actions, church tradition suggests that he also played a significant role in the spread of the faith. His silent and persistent dedication helped in the consolidation and growth of the Christian community during a period filled with uncertainties and challenges. The trajectory of the two apostles called James, each with their distinct journey and destiny, offers a rich source of inspiration and profound reflection for generations of Christians who followed. They exemplify the wide range of callings within the church, one assuming a very public role and a dramatic end, and the other a more silent yet equally fundamental contribution. As we contemplate the lives of James, son of Zebedee, and James the Lesser, we are invited to recognize that Christian discipleship does not follow a single model. Each of these men, in their own way, fully lived out the call to follow Christ. One faced death visibly and strikingly, beheaded for his faith, while the other operated behind the scenes in a less documented existence, but saturated with constant dedication and essential service. These stories, each with their peculiarities and lessons, continue to echo through time, encouraging the church to reflect on the diversity of paths that discipleship can take. They remind us that, whether in moments of great visibility or in acts of discreet service, the call is the same: to live and witness to the faith with courage, love, and a fidelity that does not break in the face of challenges. Pedro, originally named Simon, came from Bethsaida, a city in the region of Galilee, and led a simple life as a fisherman before a transformative encounter changed his destiny forever. Invited by Jesus to become a fisher of men, Simon accepted the call, and with it his name was changed to Peter, which means rock or stone. This new name symbolized the steadfastness and solidity of the faith Peter would demonstrate throughout his journey in the Gospels. Peter is often depicted as a fervent disciple, and at times impulsive, whose zeal and dedication to Jesus are undeniable. Among the many miracles he witnessed, such as Jesus walking on water, one stands out: the moment he was the first to proclaim Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. This recognition not only marked a crucial point in the biblical narrative, but also solidified Peter's role as a central figure among the apostles. One of the most human and poignant episodes in Peter's life was his denial of Jesus during his arrest. This failure, followed by profound repentance and subsequent restoration by Christ, highlights the complexity of his faith and the capacity for redemption and personal growth. After Jesus's resurrection, Peter vigorously took on the mission of spreading the gospel, traveling extensively throughout the Roman Empire. Eventually, he established his residence in Rome, where he became a leader of the local Christian community. His decisive role continues to be evidenced in the Acts of the Apostles, where he is seen not only consolidating the church among the Jews, but also expanding the new faith among the Gentiles. In the year 64 AD, a great fire devastated Rome, a catastrophic event that Nero, the emperor of the time, attributed to the followers of Christianity. This tragic accident served as a pretext for Nero to initiate one of the most brutal persecutions against Christians, marking a period of extreme adversity for the nascent Christian community. Peter, who had already established himself as a central figure in the leadership of the church in Rome, was captured and sentenced to death. According to Christian tradition, at the time of his execution, Peter requested to be crucified upside down. He claimed he was unworthy to die in the same manner as Jesus, his master and savior. This act of humility not only underscored his devotion, but also his profound respect and love for Christ. The site of his crucifixion, Vatican Hill, is today the location of St. Peter's Basilica, one of the holiest sites in Christianity and a physical testament to Peter's sacrifice. Peter's death, occurring under such extreme circumstances, was not in vain. It became a powerful symbol of faith and resilience. During the Neronian persecution, many other Christians suffered torture and horrendous executions. However, the community's faith not only survived, but was strengthened by the example of courage and sacrifice of leaders like Peter. The way he faced death inspired many to stand firm in their beliefs, even in the face of extreme danger. This era of persecution, paradoxically, served as a catalyst for the expansion of Christianity. The steadfastness and determination of Christians to maintain their faith, even under threat of death, resonated throughout the empire. Peter's decision to be crucified upside down is a powerful milestone in the narrative of the Christian faith, not only as a gesture of humility, but as a profound demonstration of devotion to Christ. This choice symbolizes the radical transformation Peter experienced since his first encounter with Jesus on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. The impetuous and sometimes impulsive fisherman, who once hesitated on the turbulent waters, became the unshakable pillar of the church, a source of strength and guidance for many. His death, though tragic, does not represent an end, but a point of renewal. The story of Peter, intertwined with moments of failure and triumph, of denial followed by fervent restoration, has become a vital testament for all who seek to understand the nature of discipleship and sacrifice. He shows us that, regardless of challenges and mistakes, the journey with Christ is one of continuous transformation and redemption. Peter teaches that God's grace and love have the power to renew and strengthen, turning fragile hearts into living testimonies of faith. Jude Thaddeus, also known as Lebbaeus or Judas, son of James, is one of the most enigmatic figures among the apostles. Although his mentions in the Bible are scarce, his influence and legacy in the expansion of Christianity are undeniably significant. During the Last Supper, He stood out by questioning Jesus about the meaning of his words, demonstrating a sincere desire to understand more deeply the mysteries of the kingdom of God. After the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus, Jude Thaddeus continued to play a crucial role in spreading the gospel, taking the word of Christ to the distant regions of Mesopotamia and Persia. In addition to his missionary journeys, he contributed to the canon of the New Testament, being recognized as the author of an epistle that exhorts Christians to stand firm in faith and practice brotherly love, teachings that continue to resonate in Christian practice to this day. As for his martyrdom, the narratives vary considerably. One tradition suggests that Jude Thaddeus was martyred alongside the Apostle Simon, being stoned to death. Other sources indicate that he met his end under the brutal blows of an axe, a particularly violent and painful method of execution. Regardless of exactly how his life ended, the death of Jude Thaddeus is often remembered as a powerful testimony to his dedication and unwavering faithfulness to Christ. In the hearts of the faithful, Jude Thaddeus is venerated as the patron saint of lost and desperate causes, a figure that symbolizes persistent hope even in the most challenging circumstances. His legacy as a defender of the faith and an example of courage in the face of adversity makes him a source of inspiration for all those who face trials on their spiritual journey, reminding them that even in the darkest hours, the light of faith and hope can prevail. Andrew, brother of Simon Peter, plays a unique role among the apostles. Although he is often in the shadows of more prominent figures, his proximity to Jesus and his role in the events of the Gospels are undeniable. From the beginning of his journey as a disciple, Andrew demonstrated a special connection with Christ, evident in moments like the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. In this episode, it was Andrew who presented to Jesus a young boy with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, playing a crucial role in that miracle that highlighted the divine power to provide abundantly. Andrew is consistently listed among the foremost of the 12 apostles, underscoring his importance in biblical texts. Following Jesus's resurrection, he not only continued, but intensified his efforts in spreading Christianity, taking the new faith to distant places such as Scotland and Greece. Traditionally, he is considered the founder of the Church of Constantinople, marking significant influence in the expansion of Christianity in the ancient world. Andrew's death is a testimony to his unwavering dedication and faith. According to Christian tradition, he was martyred in Patras, Greece. Before being crucified, he endured a brutal torture session, being severely scourged. However, the peculiarity of his martyrdom lies in the manner of his crucifixion. Andrew was nailed to a cross in the shape of an X, later known as the Cross of Saint Andrew. It is believed that, like his brother Peter, Andrew requested to be crucified in this manner, considering himself unworthy to die in the same way as Jesus. Philip, one of the 12 apostles originating from Bethsaida, the same city as Peter and Andrew, was directly called by Jesus to follow him. His identification as Philip of Bethsaida in the Gospels not only highlights his origin, but also serves to distinguish him from others with the same name, solidifying his unique identity within the scriptures. Philip appears at key moments in the biblical narrative, perhaps most notably during the challenge of feeding a large crowd. In this episode, Jesus tests Philip's faith, asking him how they could buy bread for everyone. Philip's response, pondering over the inadequacy of material resources in the face of the magnitude of the task, illustrates human difficulty in seeing beyond material limitations. However, this moment also foreshadows the demonstration of Jesus' divine power as he takes the loaves and fishes, gives thanks to God, and miraculously feeds 5,000 men, plus women and children, with plenty left over to fill 12 baskets. After Jesus' ascension, Philip continued to play an essential role in spreading the gospel, bringing the good news to various regions, including Samaria. There, he not only preached but also performed miracles and baptized many in the name of Jesus, significantly expanding the reach of Christianity. Philip's story, however, culminates in an ending marked by persecution. church traditions, though not entirely consistent, report that Philip was both crucified and stoned in Hierapolis, Asia Minor, around the year 80 after Christ, during the persecution of Christians led by the Roman Emperor Domitian. This act of martyrdom underscores Philip's unwavering dedication to his calling, a testament to his faith and courage in the face of brutal opposition. Simon, known as Simon the Zealot, is an intriguing figure among the apostles, marked by a unique identity and fervent commitment to his principles. His designation as a zealot gives us clues about his life before joining Jesus' followers, suggesting a possible association with the political religious group of the Zealots. This group was known for their passionate dedication to the cause of Israel's independence against Roman occupation, indicating that Simon possessed a strong nationalist zeal before his transformative encounter with Christ. Despite shifting his focus from political passions to Jesus's ministry, little is known about the specific details of Simon's life after this point. However, it's clear that his ardor and fervor for a cause did not diminish, but were redirected towards spreading the messages and teachings of Jesus. Simon the Zealot's death, as is the case with many of the apostles, is shrouded in mystery and lack of details in the scriptures. Most traditional accounts suggest that he met a particularly brutal end under the persecution of the Roman Emperor Trajan. It is said that Simon was intensely tortured, being flayed and sawn in half, a testimony to the brutality many early Christians faced in maintaining their faith. Bartholomew, one of the 12 apostles chosen by Jesus, is a figure whose dedication to Christian ministry extended beyond the borders of his homeland. His introduction in the scriptures, specifically in the Gospel of John, is marked by Jesus' testimony, recognizing him as a man without deceit. This characteristic of sincerity and integrity defines Bartholomew and foreshadows the depth of his commitment to spreading the Christian faith. After the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, Bartholomew undertook distant missions, traveling to India. There, he succeeded in converting many people to Christianity, a feat that not only expanded the spread of the gospel, but also provoked the anger of local authority figures who held pagan beliefs. King Astyages, one of these pagan leaders, reacted severely to the conversions brought about by Bartholomew's preaching, ordering his arrest and execution. Narratives about Bartholomew's martyrdom vary significantly. One tradition reports that he was beheaded, a tragic end shared by several other apostles. However, Orthodox Christian tradition tells an even more dramatic and painful story. Bartholomew was flayed alive and then crucified upside down in the year 51. This act of extreme brutality was not only a form of execution, but also a terrifying warning to other Christians, with his skin being publicly displayed. Matthew, initially known as Levi, underwent a profound transformation that took him from being a tax collector in Capernaum, a profession viewed with disdain by society at the time, to one of the most influential apostles and evangelists of Christianity. Jesus's call, "Follow me," marked the beginning of his journey of faith, irreversibly changing his path and integrating him into the inner circle of followers who would record and disseminate the teachings of Christ to the world. Matthew's most significant contribution to the Christian faith is undoubtedly the gospel bearing his name, a work that offers a unique perspective on the life and ministry of Jesus. This text, an integral part of the New Testament, is a vital resource for understanding the central events of the Christian faith and the teachings of Jesus, serving as a bridge between the Jewish community of the time and the nascent Christian movement. After Jesus' ascension, Matthew dedicated his life to propagating the message of the gospel. According to ancient Christian traditions, he preached in various regions, reaching places as distant as Ethiopia and what is now known as Iran. The breadth of his mission reflects the zeal and dedication with which he followed Christ's call, bringing the good news to peoples of different cultures and lands. The death of Matthew, according to the most widely accepted tradition, occurred in the city of Nadab, Ethiopia, where he was martyred by the sword. This tragic end, however, did not diminish the impact of his life and work. On the contrary, it reinforced the power of his faith and commitment to the gospel he so loved and served. Thomas, also known by his epithet Didymus, meaning the twin, is an emblematic figure among the 12 apostles for his sincerity and moments of hesitation in accepting the incredible without proof. These human characteristics of Thomas provide a deep insight into the complexity of faith and the nature of discipleship. Originally a fisherman from Galilee, Thomas stands out in the Gospels, particularly for his request to touch the wounds of the risen Jesus to believe in his resurrection. This episode, which earned him the reputation of Doubting Thomas, is fundamental to understanding the inclusive and merciful nature of Jesus' ministry, which embraces doubt as part of the journey of faith. Thomas's encounter with the risen Christ, where he is invited to verify the wounds and acknowledges Jesus as my Lord and my God, marks a decisive moment, transforming his doubt into a powerful confession of faith. This moment underscores the understanding that faith, while it may be challenged, can also be strengthened through personal experience and encounter with the divine. After the ascension of Jesus, Thomas would have dedicated himself to spreading the gospel, with Christian traditions pointing to his missions in India. In this context, he is often credited as the founder of the Indian Christian community, a testimony to the global reach of Christ's message since the early days of the church. The tradition that Thomas was martyred by spears in Chennai, formerly Madras, India, after a successful evangelistic mission, emphasizes the unwavering commitment and deep faith he developed, characteristics that would define him far beyond his initial disbelief. Judas Iscariot, a name that over the centuries has become synonymous with betrayal, remains one of the most controversial and enigmatic figures of the Gospels. Hailing from Kerioth, Judas is often remembered not for his acts as a disciple, but for his pivotal role in delivering Jesus to the religious authorities of Jerusalem. Initially chosen as one of the 12, Judas shared the mission and purpose of the other apostles, following Jesus and participating in his ministry. However, Judas's betrayal during the Last Supper, motivated by Satan entering him and materialized by the promise of 30 pieces of silver, marked a turning point in the narrative of Christ's passion. The kiss Judas gave Jesus not only identified the Messiah to the religious leaders, but also sealed his fate as a traitor in humanity's collective memory. The motivations behind Judas's betrayal have been the subject of speculation and analysis over the centuries. Some interpretations suggest disillusionment with the non-earthly nature of the kingdom promised by Jesus, while others see in his actions malign influences or purely financial motives. Regardless of the theories, Judas's subsequent remorse, manifested in his attempt to return the money and his tragic suicide, illustrates the depth of his hopelessness and remorse. The death of Judas Iscariot, deeply intertwined with the infamous Field of Blood, is an episode that carries great symbolic weight in the New Testament narrative. This field, acquired with the 30 pieces of silver that Judas returned to the religious leaders after his betrayal, is situated near the Valley of Hinnom in Jerusalem, a place historically associated with infamy and suffering. The Field of Blood, so named because of the consequences of Judas's betrayal and the blood of Christ that was shed, originally served as a burial site for foreigners and criminals. This acquisition by the religious leaders reflects the exclusion and stigma associated with those on the margins of Jewish society at the time. The death of Judas is reported with variations in the Gospels and the Acts of the Apostles. According to Matthew 27 verses 3 to 5, Judas, consumed by remorse after betraying Jesus, attempted to return the 30 pieces of silver to the religious leaders. Faced with the rejection of the money, Judas, desperate, threw the coins into the temple, went out, and committed suicide by hanging. On the other hand, Acts 1 verses 18 and 19 describe Judas's death in a more graphic and tragic manner, where after a fall, his intestines spilled out onto the ground. These narratives, though distinct in details, converge toward a common outcome: the tragic death of Judas, marked by deep repentance and despair. This sad conclusion of Judas's story resonates as a dark reminder of the serious consequences of betrayal and the crushing weight of repentance, especially when unaccompanied by hope and forgiveness. The field of blood and the death of Judas not only represent the personal tragedy of an apostle, but also serve as a powerful symbol of the themes of redemption and fall, essential to understanding the complexity of human choices in the face of the divine and their repercussions in the history of Christianity.